Welcome everybody, and good to see you all this evening. And this evening we're going to carry on doing metta, loving kindness meditation, with a specific mind to, as we come into the holidays, that the holidays can be a stressful time. For many people it's a wonderful time and a fun time. Lots of enjoyment and hecticness. For other people, it can be a difficult time with, you know, maybe difficult interactions or feelings of being alone. And for many of us, myself included, it's kind of a bit of a mix of those things where there's fun stuff and not so fun stuff. But it can be, you know, one way or another, stressful or difficult. And so it's always a good, it's always a good time to practice metta, but especially so, I would say, during the holiday period for many reasons. And this evening, what I want us to do, I'd like us to practice just the part of loving kindness for ourselves, because loving kindness for ourselves is the basis that all the other all the feelings of loving kindness for other beings has to be built upon. If we can't genuinely feel feelings of goodwill and kindness and friendliness towards ourselves, then we're really going to have problems actually feeling that for other people as well. And so what I'd like us to do this evening is to just simply meditate. I'm actually not going to do much in the way of guidance for this, but I'd like to encourage you to just sit in a feeling of loving kindness for yourself. Now, this is where looking at the different aspects can actually be very valuable, because you know we use the term metta, and we largely use the term metta because it's difficult to translate it into a single English word. The word love, while totally appropriate, is also heavily overloaded in our language to mean many different things. So we use a number of other ways of looking at it, whether it be the words loving kindness. But I'd like you to think about the words of care and kindness. Okay, what does it mean to care for yourself? What does it mean to be kind to yourself? To care and be kind. And a lot of people, when they first come to metta meditation, they kind of bristle a bit or have difficulties with feeling loving kindness for themselves, because they kind of think of it as a form of selfishness and they want to get beyond that. But that's absolutely not what it is. This is not a form of selfishness. We want to care for ourselves. We want to be kind to ourselves. Because by doing that, we can care for other beings and we can be kind to other beings. And, you know, as you think of these things when we go into the holidays, it's interesting to see the difference between the selfish version and the kind version. You know, the selfish version of this is the version that wants to overindulge. And we know that that's not being kind to yourself, yeah? We know that kindness is different, you know, to be truly kind to yourself. You know, you will go beyond that and say, no, I'm going to be kind to myself. And yeah, you'll have fun and you'll enjoy yourself, but you'll also understand that being truly kind to yourself means that, you know, that you say, what is best for me? There's a saying in Buddhism, which is, we often take the lesser pleasure in preference for the greater pleasure, you know, where the lesser pleasure can be staying in bed for an extra hour, where the greater pleasure could be getting up and going for a walk, okay? And most of us know that we'd actually enjoy getting up and going for a walk better, but we still go for the lesser pleasure of staying in bed for the extra hour. And so there's this idea that if we're truly kind to ourselves, if we truly care about ourselves, then we will take the greater pleasure rather than the lesser pleasure as we go through this. So I'd like to encourage you to meditate on those things as we go through. What does it mean? You know, and it'll be different for all of us. Be different for, depending on, you know, how you see the holidays, how, you know, whether it's a time of great excitement and joy for you, or whether it's a difficult time for you. Or like I say, if it's some kind of mix of that, however it is, thinking about what does it mean to care for yourself? What does it mean to be kind to yourself as you go through? I'd like to just encourage you to meditate on those things. And as you do so, generating more loving kindness for yourself. And as we always do, you know, if you want to use the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering, that's a very appropriate thing to be doing as we meditate on loving kindness for ourselves. So any questions before we start? And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that are on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are not so important. But for now, just giving yourself the gift of being present here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the heater, the sound of our friends about us, and just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the places where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion and the mat press back upward to support you in this place. Beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. Taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. Similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. Becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Take a few deep cleansing in-breaths right into your belly, breathing deep from your diaphragm. And allowing those deep breaths to help you to stay grounded and present. And as you breathe deeply, thinking what it means to be kind to yourself. To nurture yourself. To take care of yourself. Returning your breathing to normal, and allowing your mind to rest in awareness of your breathing. And as we meditate, with your mind resting gently on your breath, generating feelings of loving kindness for yourself. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.